It's the Korean Peninsula that's getting a lot of attention right now because of something that happened in the Yellow Sea back in March. A mysterious explosion tore a South Korean warship in half. The ship sank, 46 sailors were killed. It was near part of the Yellow Sea that both North and South Korea say belongs to them. Several countries, including South Korea and the U.S., investigated the incident. The results point the finger at North Korea, that a North Korean submarine launched a torpedo that sank the South Korean ship. The North denied the accusation. The South vowed to respond. Here's why all of this is important. The U.S. has an agreement with South Korea to defend it against any aggression. So if a military conflict breaks out, the U.S. will have to get involved. The tension on the Korean Peninsula goes back decades. The Korean War, fought from 1950 to 1953, killed millions of people on both sides. When it ended, the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ, was established as a kind of barrier between the two countries. Eunice Yoon takes us there now.